now, the United States Coast Guard presents Frontiers in Fathoms, the Science of the Sea. National Safe Boating Week. And you and your family join millions of other Americans for another season of safe boating. But did you know that as you take that first step aboard from the warm sand and shore, you become an element in what is potentially the greatest drugstore in the world? Yes, the sea.
Gunshots until December 1976, under the direction of the House Select Committee on Assassinations. An acoustical analysis has proven at least four shots were fired at President Kennedy from two different locations. The findings are primarily responsible for the committee's conclusion that there was indeed a conspiracy.
How come you shot down 18 people in the last 3 weeks?
Just lucky, I guess, sir.
Bronco Bill, what did you kill?
The Dallas Police radio tape, exactly as recorded, November 22, 1963. Assassination occurred in 17 seconds past 12:30 p.m. Which shot was fired 3 seconds after an officer says, "My engine's clear."
Came on, that hidden longing came out, and gunshots, and so forth.
It was the only exercise I got.
Sequence have been superimposed. The shots were recorded in Dealey Plaza during the House Committee's test firings in 1978. About 25 seconds after the last shot, the motorcycle with the open microphone greatly accelerates on the way to Parkland Hospital.
And I feel my finger on your trigger. I know nobody can do me no harm.
Am I speaking to a Norman Shapiro?
No, you're not.
Is this the Shapiro residence?
No, it is not.
Well, maybe you'll do. I'm from K-Mud. I'm Charlie Fungus. We're calling people in our late-night $100 jackpot game. All you got to do is answer one question, and $100 might be yours. Would you be interested?
What's the question?
It sounds like you are interested. Okay, well, tonight's question is rather on a serious side. In 1970, Charles Manson and his followers performed a mass murder in which the likes at the times had never been seen before. And the question tonight is, into how many segments was the pregnant actress Sharon Tate butchered? You have about 5 seconds for your answer.
I have no idea.
Well, do you want to take a guess?
Five.
Well, it was a little more than that, actually. It was about 22.
Oh, geez.
22, but that was a good guess.
Sure.
Appreciate you trying. I hope I didn't wake you up this late night Saturday morning here in California.
No, that's okay.
That's good. Okay, well, maybe we'll catch you another time. Thanks a lot now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. pinky boots.
And whether you're in evening dress or bathing suit,
you wear boots, boots, a kinky boots.
Too proud to take our time. Jigaboo.
Yes, for the finest in automotive laundering, some of your best friends head for Jigaboo's Car Wash, where the man with the do-rag do. Your four-wheeled pride is expertly scrubbed by the patented Lazy Willy, the only car washing machine in the industry that uses no soap. At Jigaboo's, every car is treated like a Cadillac. From the lovely Black Pussy Lounge, you'll watch our grinning attendants rhythmically vacuum your car's interior. They're always looking out for your welfare. And for only 50 cents extra, a thick lip of nigger wax can make your set of wheels shine like Jemima. So next time your hood gets that dusky front stoop look, take it to the hoods at Jigaboo's Car Wash, where the professionals know how to get the kinks out.
In the cool pleasure of Coon Plaza Shopping Center.
My name is Osahimana.
Mr. Jimenez, could you tell us a little about your spacesuit?
It's very uncomfortable.
You're on the air.
Hello, Dick?
Yeah, speaking.
Yeah, I'm a little teed off. I'm in Local 36 Electric Workers Union, and I'm reading in the paper here that the inmates at Attica strike. Now, what right do they got to strike? They lose their rights, and they don't even pay dues.
Have you ever been in jail, sir?
No.
Have you ever been boned up the ass for being a fucking wise guy?
No.
Okay, then maybe you wouldn't have a reason yourself to go on strike, but maybe they do. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, sure. Okay, hello, you're on the air. You have a bad liver?
Well, no, I pee a lot.
Funny, because I think the Midwest is the very best audience.
The most receptive?
The craziest, at least. You know, they do. Well, they're more responsive, I think, because they don't get that much. See, in New York, you always have somebody in town.
They were jaded, I guess, yeah.
You go to a place in Indianapolis or something like this, and you show up there, and people have got all this advanced publicity, and they think that you're going to be up there with 20 snakes.
Which you
exaggeration.
Are.
Yeah,
you
but it's exaggerated a little bit.
And they
you're
go
gonna bite the head off a chicken again. I never did that. You know?
The rumors do grow, I must say.
But, yeah, by the time I get to certain cities, I'm billed as a vampire almost, you know?
They're coming to take me away, haha. They're coming to take me away.
Good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C.
Never smell of barley water.
I put that in too.
If you won't scold and dominate us, we will never give you cause to hate us. We won't hide your spectacles so you can't see. Put toots in your bed or pepper in your tea. Hurry, Nanny, many thanks sincerely. Jane and Michael, thanks.
Yes.
Since you weren't here at the time of the murder, would you please sit at the piano and play whatever music comes to mind? Ladies and gentlemen, one of us is a killer. I know his identity, or her identity, if he is a woman, which I'm not saying she is.
Roger Braintree.
Yes, how's Roger Braintree?
Got absolutely no idea. I've never met him.
She must belong to San Francisco. She must have lost her way.
From the day of our arrival, we led an active life. The first morning saw us up at 6, breakfasted and back in bed at 7. This was our routine for the first 3 months. We finally got so, we were back in bed at 6:30.
When I hear my guitar singing, she sounds just like a woman with the blues.
Posting a poster of Pancho and Cisco on California Day.
I know that he's problematic.
Of course you all know what a moose is. That's big game. The first day I shot $2. That was the biggest game we had.
David.
Yes.
I'm all set to puke if you want to know the truth.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to throw up breakfast, lunch, dinner, and cuisine. You see? Just give me a rope enough, and I'll hang you all here.
No.
Rain or shine, Rimsky or Korsakov,
uh-huh.
I'll hang you all.
Now.
In the nightmare of the dark. All the dogs of madness bark. Whoa!
Four Americans dance on a dance floor. And the Spaniards, they dance on a table. And the Russians, they dance on a saber. But the Mexicans dance on their hats.
Or try to wear the hat drop. All the hats and chaps are squeezing till I make your feelings bleed.
Good morning, sun, I say it's good.
It's like the police in the clash. Ooh, the clash. Oh, man, the gun, not the clash. That's the clash. Rasta.
In the misty morning, on the edge of time, we've lost the rising sun, a final sign.
Gunshot, 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 gunshots, and so forth.
I get so tired of my road. That makes the sense of a good day.
Don't become what's in store.
Operator. Dispense information. Give me.
clan. You are called a forgotten man.
Is that what they're saying?
Well, did you ever?
What a swell party this is.
And have you heard the story of a boy, a girl, unrequited love?
Sounds like pure soap opera.
I may cry. Tune in tomorrow.
What a swell party this is.
Oh, little girl, psychotic reaction. And a face like this.
Sweet, I just can't help but turn her loose.
Oh. In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky.
Is this the right room for an argument?
I told you once.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
When?
Just now.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Didn't.
Did.
Didn't.
I'm telling you, I did.
You did not.
Let him come running and take all your money and hide away. Hide away. Hide away. It was summer, I may be spring, oh, I can't remember.
Tell you something.
Hmm.
That I did feel something sort of profound. No, profound. When touching the pictures, touching the cards, I felt something. I don't know how I did, but the sensation. I felt it.
Well, John, I can tell you it wasn't a delusion on your part, because your card scores were 12 hits out of 50, which are significant for ESP. You got 3 out of 16 of the page numbers on the book. And, of course, most intriguing of all was your work with the pictures. You got 6 adequate descriptions out of 8 pictures.
It's a marvelous sensation. You know, Andre, I think I understand a little why for so many centuries they have called this mushroom sacred.
This little lady right away. Here we go. This country was ruined by Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
You're fat.
Television, television. I'm sick from looking on television.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Call me the gangster of love.
Well, you came to the right person if you want to find out about Neil Young.
Our mushroom hunters are reassembled here in our studio. Dr. Brown, was our search worth it?
Yes, I think so. The chemicals in the mushrooms, I think, will offer us another tool by which we can explore the mechanisms and the capabilities of the mind of man, and that's both sensory and extrasensory.
What about you, Professor Smith?
Well, John, the more I experience of life in its ordinary and extraordinary aspects, the more I feel like a wide-eyed child reaching for knowledge and life. As for the mushroom, it took me out into worlds I didn't believe existed.
Billy was a mountain,
Billy was a mountain.
Ethel was a tree growing off of his shoulder.
Ethel was a tree growing off of his shoulder.
I'm gonna lose control.
Dr. Buharish?
During our stay in Hukila, I witnessed quite a number of cases of extrasensory perception by the brujos, some of which we could not film, as you know, John. These, in addition to the ones we did film, and the work which we have done since our return, convinces me that the mushroom contains a chemical which is most promising for the further investigation of extrasensory perception.
Oh, the white folks hate the black folks, and the black folks hate the white folks.
I wish I was a Negro, with lots of Negro soul.
Tits and ass, has the bingo bongos done?
Bertrand Hink?
It sure is.
Well, Bertrand Hink, I'm Charlie Fungus here at KMAD. We're calling people for our late-night $100 jackpot game. All you got to do is answer a question tonight, and $100 might be yours. You interested?
Where are you?
Beg your pardon. We're calling from downtown L.A.
Downtown L.A.?
That's right. KMAD Radio. Are you interested in playing our $100 jackpot game tonight?
Well, if you're just going to ask me a question.
Well, I'm afraid I have to ask you a question, otherwise I won't be able to see if
okay.
You can win $100.
Ask the question.
Okay, here's the question. How many dwarves were there in the Walt Disney movie Snow White and the Seven Dwarves?
How many wolves?
How many dwarves were there in the Snow White, in the Walt Disney movie Snow White and the Seven Dwarves?
There were seven dwarves.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bertrand, that's wrong.
How many were?
I'm afraid there were only six. According to the Disney studios, Dobby was of mixed marriage, and he contained elven blood in him, so it's really not possible to claim him as a full dwarf. But that was a nice try anyway. Appreciate it.
Well, I never heard of that answer before.
Well, it's an official answer from the Disney studios. I have it right here in front of me, Bertrand.
Okay.
Well, I do appreciate you playing our game. I hope I didn't wake you.
Office of the Police Commissioner of Midland City.
Hello, this is the Commissioner.
Ms. Helfinger, this is the Winged Warrior.
Yes, what is it?
Please inform the Commissioner that I'm now all set for test sequence number one.
What?
It's all primed and ready to go.
What are you talking about?
The chicken missile, Ms. Helfinger.
The chicken missile?
Yes, so tell the Commissioner I'm ready for test sequence number one. Yes, Ms. Helfinger.
Commissioner, the chicken missile is ready to go.
Huh?
The chicken missile.
Oh, yes, of course, the,
And it's ready for test sequence number one.
Test sequence number one.
Number one.
Well, that's, very nice. Very nice, yes.
Hello, Winged Warrior.
Right here, Miss Helfinger.
The Commissioner said that's very nice.
Oh, fine. In that case, Miss Helfinger, have the Commissioner stand by with the chicken missile receiver.
What?
I'm going to count down.
Listen.
Ten, 90. We'll see you at 1400 hours.
Hello, wait.
Yes, Miss Hilfinger.
Commissioner.
Yes.
If I would say to you, prepare the chicken missile receiver, would you know?
No, I wouldn't.
I didn't think you would. Commissioner?
Yes.
I would suggest that you crouch under your desk.
Crouch under my desk?
Yes, it should provide some protection.
From...
Wow. We take you to the Tunnel Vision InFocus newsroom and anchorman Ray Thompson.
Well, you all remember that tragedy last month when Kenya exploded its first nuclear device. Well, today Poland became the 112th nuclear power when it successfully tested a 50 megaton device in downtown Warsaw. When asked about the wisdom of dropping a nuclear bomb on such a heavily populated area, President Gorky Kapusta said, "That's why we dropped it at night."
Night lights, those blues in the night lights. Make you change your lowdown.
Yeah, could you tell me if you have any Old Negro Semen brand tooth denture cream?
What kind?
Old Negro Semen denture cream.
No, we don't.
You don't? What kind do you have?
Hold on.
I sold my white three-piece suit at a garage sale last weekend. Made $25. Got rid of my 280Z. Picked myself up a beat-up old 69 Dart.
Susie, you just got to town, and we've been very interested in your development since you first took the shots.
Forget it!
It can't happen here, can't happen here, can't happen here.
Yeah, she's finding out.
Polygrip
and what? You don't have any Old Negro Semen. Well, do you ever get any shipments of it?
No.
Great. All right, well, I'll try somewhere else.
Okay.
Thank you.
Give out our ages, and we don't give out our phone numbers. Give out our phone numbers.
You tore a big hole in your convertible top. What will you tell your mom and pop?
Mom, I tore a big hole in a convertible.
But you know, I see people going to college for 14 years. Studying to be doctors and lawyers. I see people getting up at 7:30 every morning, going to work at the drugstore to sell flare pins. But the most amazing thing to me is I get paid for doing this.
Sometimes our voices give out, but not our ages and our phone numbers.
Like, check this out, man. Listen. I was counting the holes in the acoustic tile ceiling, you know, mumbling and fumbling with them little buttons on my mattress, you know, to hold it together. So anyway,
I gotta run down to the store and get some apple juice.
Now that's very important.
Man village, they'll ruin them. They'll make a man out of them.
Oh, Baloo, I want to stay here with you.
Certainly you do. Oh? And just how do you think he will survive? He's with me, Annie, and I'll learn him all I know. Well, that shouldn't take too long. Look. Now, it's like this, Little Britches. All you gotta do is look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
You got your deck. Do you want a Dolby with it?
Yes, please.
You only get Dolbies with tape recorders, Chief, all right? Do you want an amp?
No, I won't.
You won't hear anything, Grandad, without an amp, I'm afraid.
Right. So, of course, yes, I want an amp.
Don't forget to call. The number's on your screen.
It was Jesus standing underneath the bridge outside of San Antonio. So I got my semi home to my baby's arms. Well, I barely saw him thumbing.
You have. Needle not a noodle.
Thank you.